This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Glenn Beck, the Blaze Radio Network.
All right, let's go to Philip Klein. He's the managing editor of the Washington Examiner. Philip, thank you for your hard work on this. It's my understanding that this is worse than we thought it would be.
Yes, it is. And I think if we take a step back from the details, which we can certainly get into to as much as you think your listeners want to hear, but basically the bottom line is that this bill says and declares that liberalism has won. And the reason, the big question during this repeal and replace process was what it was, at the end of the day, when the dust clears, would we end up with a system that's something resembling a free market system relative to the system that existed before Obamacare? And if we do not, then it means that liberals, through Obamacare, moved the ball forward and put us irreversibly on the course to a European-style single-payer system. And this bill clearly is not a free market plan. You could argue, and Republicans certainly will, that relative to Obamacare, it taxes less, spends less, and regulates less. However, relative to any conception of what a free market for healthcare is, this would not be it. It's still essentially has the federal government try to use a mixture of regulations and mandates, social engineering, and massive government subsidies to try to expand the number of people covered and dictate the type of coverage that people have.
Okay, so a couple of things. The Cadillac tax, is that still there?
Basically, they delayed the implementation of the Cadillac tax.
But it's still there.
It's still there, but they got rid of another plan to cap the exclusion. I mean, because basically, keep in mind, too, that the earlier versions of Republican and conservative replacement plans going back a decade did want to move away from the employer-based insurance model because if individuals have control over their own healthcare dollars, there are more choices, and they can take insurance with them from job to job. This is the idea of portability is something that we used to often hear about when Republicans talked about healthcare. But in this case, they were afraid of disrupting the employer-based market, so they backed off from a measure that really would have tried to cap the number, the amount, and the generosity of the employer insurance deduction. But they stuck with Obamacare's Cadillac tax. They just sort of delayed it further. And a lot of this has to do with budget gimmickry for to work the Congressional Budget Office score.
So in other words, if we say we have a Cadillac tax, it looks like it can pay for itself, or it gets a little closer to paying for itself, even though we're never, no intention of ever putting it in, which really just is something that every conservative should hate, because this is going to be a boondoggle.
Yes. Well, it's the same thing that Republicans criticized Obamacare for.
Yeah.
Remember how Obamacare what it did is it started taxing immediately, mm-hmm. and then it delayed the heavy spending until
yes.
the second half of its implementation. So they were able to say it cost around $900 billion in the first decade, when in reality it cost closer to $2 trillion. And it looks like Republicans are doing a lot of various things such as that. For instance, there's a lot of upfront spending that they're giving tens of billions of dollars to states to try to fund various healthcare initiatives. And the actual date for repeal of the Medicaid expansion and the Obamacare subsidies doesn't come into place until 2020. Now, I don't know about you, if you're confident that going into a presidential election year, Republicans are going to allow repeal to kick in, which they're afraid to enact now. But I'm kind of skeptical that it'll ever happen if they punt to 2020.
Yeah, think about this, because I mean, I actually thought there was a chance Trump might come out and oppose it based on this, because they are going to put this into effect so that all of the free money goes away January 1st, 2020, in the midst of a presidential election, a few weeks before Iowa on the Democratic side. So that just seems completely ridiculous. There's no way these guys with all the power don't have the spine to do it now. They're not going to do it in 2020. They're going to figure out a way to extend it even longer.
They're going
to
show that they think they'll still be in control. I don't think they will. They think they'll still be in control. And then they can look like the sugar daddy.
Yeah, and the amazing thing, too, is that there was a much simpler solution, which is that they could have just frozen new enrollment in the Obamacare's Medicaid expansion or the exchanges. So if they were worried about transitioning people and disrupting people who already have Obamacare benefits, one thing they could have done is saying, if as the enactment of this law, you're receiving Medicaid through Obamacare's expansion, you could continue to receive those benefits. However, we're not going to allow new enrollees. And what we've seen from other there was an example in Arizona, for instance, in 2000, where they got ahead of their skis in expanding Medicaid, and they decided they had to scale it back. So they froze new enrollment, and within a few years, two-thirds of people had left the expanded Medicaid. That's because people find jobs. They move in and out of the health insurance market. Not everyone stays static the whole time. So if they would have been able to just even freeze it, then you would have seen dramatic wind down in the number of people that are attached, dependent on Obamacare.
Philip, when you say liberalism has already won, I really don't like the word liberalism, because I feel like I'm a classic liberal, and I know that has been changed all the way from FDR. But this is really progressivism has won. The progressives in the Republican Party are just excited as big government fill in the blank as any progressive on the left. They just want to be in charge of it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the liberal progressive thing could be argued both ways, because there's also an argument that liberalism became a dirty word, so now they just want to use the word progressive because it hasn't been sort of it hasn't been as tainted in the public mind yet.
Right. That's because FDR had to stop using the word progressive because they had made progressive a dirty word. So he made them liberals.
They just choose the one of the day.
It's the same thing. Is there anything I've heard Trump talk about buying insurance across state lines? Is there anything like that in it?
I don't see that, but I don't see that from the initial bill. That might have been, again, there doesn't mean that it won't end up somewhere. I think the buying across state lines, though, is kind of a limited type of thing, because even in Trump's campaign, if you looked at the details, it said as long as you meet your state's requirements, which the whole argument for allowing interstate purchase of insurance was that there were a lot of states before Obamacare that were passing all sorts of mandates to drive up premiums. So you had situations in which it premiums in New Jersey or New York were double what they were in neighboring Pennsylvania, just based on all of the regs that they were putting on it. And so the whole interstate purchase of insurance was to try to get around that. But if you're saying policies have to meet the standards within the state, then it kind of negates that. And I also think there's a federalism argument in favor of not doing that and letting states formulate their insurance, their own insurance schemes. If Massachusetts wants to have a health care program in that more resembles Obamacare, and they're willing to pay for it, then should they be allowed? And if isn't it up to their citizens if they're frustrated that premiums are half the price in New Hampshire?
Yes, Philip, we kind of did this in reverse, but can you go? Can you do a quick outline of what in Obamacare is staying in this bill? Because there's a substantial amount.
We have about a minute.
Okay, basically a lot of the regulations and requirements on insurance. So, for instance, the insurance, the pre-existing condition requirement. They get rid of the mandate, but they say that if you go without insurance for a year or for more than 2 months over the course of a year, you have to pay a 30% penalty on your premiums.
So the mandate's still there, just a different way.
Yeah. So then there's also they get rid of Obamacare's style of tax credits, but they have a new version of tax credits. So it's another form of subsidization of health insurance. And then the Medicaid expansion, it seems as though there's still going to be higher funding relative to what would have been the place before Obamacare. However, it does move toward more of a block grant type of system. There's some expansion of health savings accounts, but the overall scheme in terms of the requirements on insurance coverage, there's a lot more of that. Mm. It still limits the amount that insurers could charge older people relative to younger people, although it would expand that to five times as much instead of three times as much. So it basically in many ways has less regulation, but still regulation. Yeah. Lower taxes, but still includes taxes.
Some Bondo on this car and gave it a new paint job, and it's now Trump Care. Philip, thank you very much.
I
appreciate it. Philip Klein, he is the managing editor of the Washington Examiner.
Also the book Overcoming Obamacare, Three Approaches to Reversing the Government Takeover of Healthcare. If you want to read what a good solution would be like, it's a good place to start.
Well, it's going to remain fiction.
Unfortunately, it'll be down the fiction section.
Glenn Beck, The Blaze Radio Network.
Are you as excited about your kids being online on the internet as I am? I feel like I'm always playing catch up with the latest apps and sites that my kids have access to. All the good and all the bad is always there, but I'm not always there. That's why I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. Hero is a high-tech tool that helps you stay ahead of the game. Activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, monitored, and even tracked via GPS from one easy dashboard that you have. You can adjust all your filters. Material that might be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child. It works on all of your devices, including your mobile. It's easy to set up, intuitive to use, and it stays up to date with ever-changing technology. It's going to make the internet in your house appropriate by your standards, not what society says. So enjoy the good and block the bad. Go to blazehero.com. That's blazehero.com.